We report on one distinctive fact about a man accused of trying to kill former President Trump. A look into Ryan Ruth's background shows some things that seem common among people who plan attention-grabbing shootings. His online history shows contradictory politics, and he gave his opinions in a self-published book. The distinctive part is his attempt to fight the Russians in Ukraine. He apparently traveled to Ukraine at least once, although he was never accepted into Ukraine's International Legion. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
Ruth had a criminal history, felony convictions that in most states should have prevented him from buying an assault rifle. Ruth had a political history, vocal support for Bernie Sanders, then for Trump, and then for Biden, and then against Trump. What he did not have was any history of military experience. That didn't stop him from volunteering in his late 50s to go to Ukraine.
Now I'm talking to over 100 soldiers every day.
The news site Semaphore interviewed Ruth in 2023, and he claimed to be in contact with U.S.-trained soldiers from Afghanistan about going to fight in Ukraine.
They were adamant and pretty much yelled at me every time that I suggested that we bring in Afghans.
The New York Times also interviewed him about his scheme to recruit Afghans and dismissed Ruth as unserious. But now that he's known worldwide for allegedly plotting to assassinate former President Trump, Americans who support Ukraine are afraid the damage to their cause could be serious. Adrian Bonenberger served with the U.S. Army in Afghanistan, and he co-founded American Veterans for Ukraine.
First of all, of course, I was horrified. You never want to see a presidential candidate go through something like that, especially not twice. But when I heard that he had a connection to Ukraine, of course, my first thought was, oh no, that's horrible. People are going to get the wrong impression.
Bonenberger has visited Ukraine 5 times since the war started. On 2 of those trips, he and other U.S. combat veterans trained Ukrainian troops. Those vets see turning back the Russian invasion as a moral choice, but also as important to American security. And lately, they're concerned that Ukraine has become a partisan political issue, and that Ryan Ruth's example paints their whole movement as radical or anti-Trump. That's not to say Bonenberger is surprised that some Americans who go to Ukraine might be unstable.
You have idealists, adventurers, drifters, desperados, criminals, and madmen. It takes, you know, days or weeks or months to even, in some cases, you know, sort out people who are essentially reasonable people who are doing something unusual and extraordinary from people who are not reasonable, who are there for their own purposes, or people who are just mentally unbalanced.
The Ukrainian International Legion was quick to state on X that Ryan Ruth has never served there, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, for the second time in recent months, posted his sympathy and best wishes to former President Trump. But theories have sprouted online about Ruth's connection to Ukraine, with some voices even suggesting, without evidence, that Ruth himself was part of a Russian disinformation operation. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
We're also following last night's arrest of hip-hop artist Sean Combs. New York police took the star, also known as Puff Daddy or P. Diddy, into custody after a federal grand jury indicted him.
Prosecutors say the indictment will be unsealed later today, so we do not yet know the charges.
We do know Combs has faced allegations of sexual assault. Several women have filed lawsuits against the music mogul over the past year.
We'll have more on the story throughout the day at NPR.org and on the NPR app.